Welcome to the Cyclical CEO Podcast. I'm Katie Glasgow, and I am your host. And I am here to take you on a journey back home to yourself, to find the fire inside of you, to remember your magic, and to truly step into your next level of abundance and wealth, not using somebody else's strategy, but using your own intuition and the gifts that you were born with. No more playing small, no more searching for answers outside of yourselves. No more trying to follow rules that were never meant for us. This is where we let our hair down, we get a little weird and witchy, and we learn how to care for our bodies as our most coveted asset. This is where strategy meets intuition, where wealth meets wisdom, and where women come to find themselves. Welcome home, darling. Welcome to your cyclical CEO era.
Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. It is Monday, August 3rd, and wherever this lands for you this week or this month or whenever you're listening to this, I trust that it is the perfect timing for you. Today, I am out on a walk per usual. I am embracing this Monday. The kids are starting to get back into routines a little bit for back to school. I'm starting to get back to routines after a couple of days at the lake. And it's time to dive into my Monday questions that I find and have found over the last probably 10 or 12 years since I began to embrace the concept of cyclical living. These are the most powerful questions I'm asking myself at the beginning of every single week. And I want to give you these questions, and I want to give you a little context and background on how to work with these to really step into your cyclicality. And so if you haven't had a chance to dive into what it means to live cyclically, don't worry, I've got you covered. That's why I am the cyclical CEO, and I'm teaching you how to embrace your cyclical CEO era. But cyclicality is simply the way in which women were actually designed to operate in this world and in our physical human bodies. So our bodies as women with vaginas and with a womb and with a uterus were designed to actually ebb and flow with the seasons, with the moon, with our menstrual cycles. That is how we were designed. But yet most of us are living what I would say against our cyclicality. And we're living in a world that tells us that we have to be productive 24/7. And when we get our menstrual cycle, we just push through it. We just grit and we grind and we push through it, when for most of us, all our body wants to do is rest. Okay. And so I will be giving you another episode, another mini course, something in the near future on how to deep dive into the cyclicality. This is what I teach women because I believe that to unlock the next level in our business, our health, our wellness, all of it works together in ecosystem. To unlock and to thrive, we must understand our cyclicality. And bottom line is, there are not enough women who are understanding and embracing our cyclicality. We might understand it. We might have seen the memes out there. We are starting to understand. Maybe you even saw a post from me that says, you know, you are a woman. Your body ebbs and flows with the moon, with the menstrual cycle. But we understand it. We grasp the concept. But are we living it? And are we embodying where we are and our cyclicality? And so right now we're going to dive into these three questions because this is how we begin. This is how we begin to understand how our body ebbs and flows and how our body responds to different stages of our menstrual cycle, to different phases of the moon, and to the different seasons. And so a lot of times we're seeing all this stuff out there and we get really confused and we start to get overwhelmed. We start to say, oh, I can't do that because it's just too overwhelming. Well, these three simple questions are going to take it back home to you so that you can utilize these in your daily life and start to understand where you're at. I have been practicing these three questions for, like I said, 10 to 12 years. And I have so many women, all of my coaching clients, everybody I'm working with, either in health and wellness or in their business or a combination of both. These are the questions we're asking. So let's dive into those questions today. I wanted to keep this episode short and sweet to give you a kickstart to your week. And don't worry, if you're not listening to this on a Monday, it is no big deal. You can always start this process whenever you want. There is no right or wrong answer to this. Okay, so the three questions I'm going to ask myself, and I put this in a notebook at the beginning of the week. And sometimes I'll do this at the beginning of the month. Like right now, it's the beginning of August. I'm actually going to map out my entire cycle and my entire business based on my menstrual cycle and where the moon is at for the month. Okay. So the first question I'm going to ask myself always is, where am I at in my menstrual cycle? Okay. So this is one of the first important questions. And what I have found from working with so many women is that there's so many of us that are not asking ourselves this question. We have no idea where we're at in our menstrual cycle. And so if you are not tracking your menstrual cycle, I want you to start doing this ASAP. I need you to start doing this right now, because as women, we need to know. We have been taught to kind of like dismiss our period, hate our period, hate our bodies. But here's the thing, this is our superpower, and it's giving us an extreme amount of data, not just for our business, but for our body, for our wellness, like all of the things, right? And so I want you to know, where are you at in your menstrual cycle? Okay. And so just so you know, day one is always the first day of your bleed. The first day you start to bleed is your day one. Now, some of you are asking yourself this question, what if I'm in perimenopause and my cycles are all over the place? Or what if I've had a hysterectomy? Or what if I'm already postmenopausal? Or what if I'm breastfeeding? Or what if I'm pregnant? Or what if I have extreme PCOS or endometriosis and I'm not actually cycling? Okay. There are going to be a lot of variables. And actually, I love working with women who have dysregularities, because what I have found is this is how we bring it back into harmony, by understanding where we're at in our cycle. So what you're going to do for now is you're going to kind of move on. You're going to take a wild guess at it. And if you're no longer bleeding, we're not really looking at this data. We're going to look at the second two questions a little bit more. Okay. So I want to know where you're at in your menstrual cycle, and is day one is the first day you bleed. And then we're going to go through all the days. Maybe you're a 28 day, 27 day, 30, 31, wherever you're at, you're going to start to track it. You can do this on a piece of paper. I think the Apple phones also track this now. And so does, I like to use the Kindara app. There's lots and lots of apps out there, and most of them are free. Important piece is, bottom line is, I need you to track your cycle. Okay. If you're going to be a cyclical CEO, you're going to unlock this next level of who you are, you got to know where you're at in your cycle. Okay. Now, the second question that you're going to ask yourself is, what phase is the moon in? So your body has a very intimate relationship with the moon. I honestly don't give a shit about if the moon is in Leo or Capricorn or anything like that, right? Like, yes, there is validation to that. There is some great wisdom for that. But for the purposes of understanding your menstrual cycle and understanding your cyclicality, we only need to know the phase of the moon. Okay. And the moon has four different phases. It has the new moon phase, where we can't see the moon. It has the first quarter moon phase, where it's kind of half and half. It's got our full moon, third quarter, and then we go back to new moon phase. Okay, so we can kind of break those into each phase lasts about a week. We are getting super general on this. I don't need it to be pinpointed and exact, because you are just getting to learn. And for what we are doing here, you just need to know basically the week. Same with your menstrual cycle. Your menstrual cycle has four different phases. It has your bleed phase, your follicular phase, your luteal phase, and your ovulation phase. We can just say, like, even though the phases are a little bit different, we can basically essentially say each one is about a week for all intention and purposes in this I mean, this is going to work. As we hone in and we dial in, we might get a little bit more specific, but the majority of you listening to this podcast, I don't necessarily care about you understanding down to the details and getting caught in analysis paralysis. I want you to have the general understanding, and I want you to start to embody this, not just think about it, not just be like, oh, that would be nice. I want you to start actually living in this, integrating your entire world into your cyclicality, because this is the unlock. This is how I'm thriving at almost 49 years old with in perimenopause, no hormonal replacement. This is how I'm thriving. This is how I'm thriving in my business. This is how I'm expanding constantly and increasing my capacity without burnout, because I understand my cyclicality. And this is my whole mission and purpose for you. Okay. So question one, where are you at in your cycle? Question two, where is the moon? And the third question is, how am I feeling this week? And this is a question you might be asking yourself every single day as you get into this. Where are my energy levels at? Do I feel like I need to sleep a little bit more this week? Do I feel like I have full energy? Do I have a little bit of brain fog? Sometimes we start to think of these physical symptoms of like, oh my God, I'm just exhausted. Oh, I have brain fog. Oh, I have a headache. Oh, I have blah, 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 whatever it is. And we start to blame it on our hormones, when really it's just, we're going against how our body was designed. So I want to know how you're feeling. And this is where you're going to start to track. Now, all of this data, these three questions you're asking yourself, you are not going to, the first little bit that you do it, you might be like, Katie, I don't get it. And you might be very tempted. I mean, most likely you are going to be very tempted to say, oh, I don't, like, I'm just going to not do this. I don't see the benefit of this. Trust me. Keep going. Keep understanding it. Keep going on a quest. We're gathering data. We're looking at information. We're asking ourselves questions, because we are the private investigators of our lives. Like, I've been teaching this for over 15 years in my wellness community. It's like, you are the private investigator of your health. You are seeking answers that most of us are seeking answers outside of us, when all the answers that we desire, all the questions that we have and we are wanting answers on, they're all inside of us. So this process, I want you to look at it, is just another level of you being a private investigator. Like, ask yourself, is my digestion off? Like, I know when I'm getting almost like day one of my cycle, the last end of my fate of my luteal and going into my menstrual cycle, like I have digestive issues. Like, I know that, right? Like, I know I have a little bloating. I might have my stools might be a little bit different. I know this. And it used to be like, oh, there's something wrong with me. Oh no, this is just my body getting ready to bleed. Super simple, right? Like, be a private investigator. And so you're going to start to take this information, and then you're going to start to plan out your week, your month, or whatever it is for you. Okay. So I'm going to give you a concrete example. It's August 3rd. So I know I'm at the beginning of a new month. We're in the threshold. So I know we're doing some shifts and some changes right now. I also know, so if I go through the questions, where am I at in my menstrual cycle? I just got done ovulating, and I'm really in that ovulation energy right now. That means I'm feeling good, right? Is I'm ovulating. I know I'm at full visibility. I also know another question you can ask with the moon phase is, what season are we in? I know it's in summer, which is also a season of full visibility. Okay. So I am feeling really good in my body. So that's where I'm at in my menstrual cycle. I kind of skipped ahead to question three, but where am I at in my menstrual cycle? I am ovulating. Where is the moon? So last week we had a full moon. We are in the third quarter moon phase currently. Okay. So the moon was full last week. We're starting to go toward new moon energy, which will be next week. So this week we are in that third quarter moon phase, which is a season of getting things done, wrapping up loose ends, those kinds of things. How am I feeling in my body? I feel fucking amazing, right? Like, I feel amazing. I know this because I am ovulating. It's summer. I recalibrated last week. I've been doing all the things. I've been caring for my body, and I am ready to go. So as I look at this, with all of this data, what am I going to do this week? How am I going to plan out my week? This is one of my most productive weeks of the entire month. This week and going into next week, I am going to be on fire with ideas, creativity. I will most likely not have brain fog. I require the least amount of sleep for my entire cycle right now. And again, this is data that I've collected over the last 10 to 12 years, but I know this, So when it comes to my business activities, I know I'm going to be saying, I am going to dial in, and I have a lot of projects I'm working on. So I've had a lot of ideas that have been brewing inside of me. It's been a crazy summer with a lot of kids' activities. This week, I have cleared my calendar. So I am going to be putting in max effort. So this week, I might work 50 to 60 hours this week between podcast and batching content for the rest of the month. I'm going to plan out the entire month for my doTERRA community and my wellness community. I have some fun things that I'm creating and expanding on over in Substack. I'm going to map all of that out, and I'm going to dive into the tech pieces of it. I'm probably going to update my website. My to-do list this week is on fire. And so to do that, I'm going to say no to a lot of other things in my life, right? My energy levels are high, but I'm probably I made sure all weekend, my groceries were bought, the food was prepped, my meals were planned out, because I was working with that lots of energy. And I want to go into this week really able to focus, because I know that when there's a new moon, I know when I'm bleeding, I'm not going to have the same productivity. And so I'm going to front load everything now. So when that comes, I don't feel guilty when I'm resting. I don't feel guilty when I'm maybe only working 15 hours that week instead of 50 to 60, right? Do you see? So I'm still putting in cyclicality. Doesn't mean that we're not continuing to put in max effort. It simply means that we're learning how to work with our bodies and ebb and flow with their energy levels instead of constantly be trying to output and produce. So let's wrap it up. The three questions: where are you at in your menstrual cycle? Make sure you start to track. Where are you at in, where is the moon phase at? And how is your body feeling? And then how are you going to use that data to plan out your week? Start to be a private investigator in your cyclicality and your health, because this is where the magic lies. We have been working against our bodies for most women. If you're listening to this, you're 35 plus, where you've been working against what your body actually desires and how your body was designed for 35 to 40 years. So no wonder why you're reaching the age 35 to 40 plus and you're burned out and you feel like crap and you're exhausted and you're starting to blame your hormones for everything, because your body is tired. It's tired of running the rat race. It's tired of being the good girl. It's tired of living in this box, and it wants to experience the spaciousness that's available to you when you truly step into your cyclicality. So go out, ask yourself these questions. There's going to be some links in the show notes to learn more about this, to connect on a deeper level. I have a new program coming called The Cyclical CEO. It's going to be a 3-month program to kickstart you and teach you how to create and embody and create ecosystems in your home, your work, your life that support your cyclicality. It's where I'm going to teach you how to truly step into your cyclical CEO era as a way to expand in your business and your body. And that is going to kick off around the fall equinox. And there will be a link in the show notes to join the waitlist, to connect, to come into my world, as I call it, come join me on my front porch. Let's sit down, let's have a coffee, and let's learn how to truly embrace the way our bodies were designed and to learn to love them and step into our true feminine power, because that is where it's at. It's not about feeling depleted and living in this life not thriving. We have the opportunity to thrive when we learn how to tap into the wisdom that we were born with. So thanks everyone for joining me on today's podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Please leave a comment. This show is brand new, so if you would be so kind as to drop a comment in the notes for a mini reading, I'm going to be doing that. And let's cheers until the next time. I can't wait to continue to teach you how to embody your cyclicality as a cyclical CEO.